So, Patrick, Will said, perhaps sensing my discomfort. Louisa tells me you're a personal trainer. What does that involve? I so wished he hadn't asked. Patrick launched into his sales spiel, all about personal motivation and how a fit body made for a healthy mind. And then a voice she'd never heard before. Sure then, I'm here. Digging for apples anyway, Your Honour. Digging for apples indeed, said the rabbit angrily. Here, come and help me out of this. Sound of more breaking glass. Now, tell me, Pat, what is that coming out of the window? Sure, it's an arum, Your Honour. As they packed their gear, Jem Beard handed her a second canteen. Don't swallow any more Julies. Next one could be a Nepenthe. He didn't have to worry. Swallowing a gemstone was already on Yurund's list of things never to do again. Yurund felt as if she were moving through thick water. There was no escape. Not for her, not for anyone.
I bet if we hooked you up to a really good regime, you could see a difference in your muscle memory. After all, Lou tells me you were quite the action man before.
Patrick, I said loudly, you know nothing about it.
I was just trying to...
Well, don't, really.
The table fell silent. Dad coughed and excused himself for it.
Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and having nothing to do. Once or twice, she had peeked into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And where is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations?
Last night, the first storm of the season blew in. By morning, the snow had tapered off, but the wind continues to howl, sculpting knee-high drifts around the cabin. All day long, it's been a battle to keep the fire stoked and the place halfway warm.